It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 26. We're going to be reading from verse 69 to 75. Matthew 26, verse 69 through 75. Love for you to open your Bibles and follow along with us as we enjoy this wonderful study. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you would like to call us, our phone number is 217-440-4402. If you would like to check out our website, it's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Many studies there for you to enjoy. Hope that you would take a look at that. The plan of salvation is there on how to be born again, to be saved, and so please that you would look at that. And if you'd like to email us, it's at parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either would be just fine. So hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. We're beginning here at chapter 26 of Matthew, verse 69. Now Peter sat down in the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, Thou also wast with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. And when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him, and said unto him, that were there. This fella was also with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. And after a while came unto him they that stood by and said unto Peter, Surely thou also art one of them, for thy speech betrayeth thee. And then again he began to curse and swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. Peter remembered the words of Jesus, which said unto him, Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly. What a scripture. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you that we have this opportunity today to come to have this study. Just please show us your way and show us your will. As we look at the hours before the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus, we need, Father, for you to guide and lead us through this study. We pray that your Spirit, the Holy Spirit, will come, will convict the hearts, show them that they're lost, show them they need a Savior, knowing that Savior is your Son, the Lord Jesus, and that they accept Him, Him only, not any works, not any service, not any requirements of baptism or anything of that sort, only by faith in your Son, Jesus. Guide and lead us through this study now, Father, please. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We find quite a message here in Matthew. And we are going to take the time right now to go to Mark, to Luke, and to John, and to read to see what they have to say concerning this same event. Mark chapter 14, beginning to read with verse 66. Mark 14, 66. And as Peter was beneath in the palace, there cometh one of the maids of the high priest. And when she saw Peter warming himself, she looked upon him and said, And thou also wast with Jesus of Nazareth. But he denied, saying, I know not, neither understand I what thou sayest. And he went out into the porch, and the cock crew. And a maid saw him again, and began to say to them that stood by, This is one of them. He denied it again. And a little after, they that stood by said again to Peter, Surely thou art one of them, for thou art a Galilean, and thy speech agreeth thereunto. But he began to curse and to swear, saying, I know not this man of whom ye speak. And the second time the cock crew, but Peter called to mind the word that Jesus said unto him, Before the cock crows twice, thou shalt deny me thrice. And when he thought thereon, he wept. That's Mark. We read from Matthew, the text that we're enjoying. Now we've read from Mark, so now let's go to Luke. Luke chapter 22. Verse 55. Start with verse 54. Then took they him and led him and brought him into the high priest's house. But Peter followed afar off. This is Luke 22, now we're to 55. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall, and were sat down together, Peter sat down among them. But a certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire, and earnestly looked upon him, and said, This man was also with him. He denied him, saying, Woman, I know him not. And after a little while another saw him, and said, Thou art also of them. And Peter said, Man, I am not. And about the space of an hour after another confidently affirmed, saying, Of a truth, this fellow also was with him, for he is a Galilean. And Peter said, Man, I know not what thou sayest. And immediately, while he yet spake, the cock crew. The Lord turned and looked upon Peter. Peter remembered the words of the Lord, how he had said unto him, Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice, three times. Peter went out and wept bitterly. And one more. That was Matthew. And then we looked at Mark chapter 14. And now we're in Luke chapter 22. And we're going to go to John chapter 18. I sure hope that you're able to follow along, and if not, why, I once again will give you these verses of Scripture, Matthew chapter 26, verse 69 through 75. Then you can go to Mark 14, 66 through 72. Then go to Luke chapter 22, verses 55 through 62. And now we're in John chapter 18, verse 15 through 27. John 18, verse 15. Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. That disciple was known unto the high priest, and went in with Jesus unto the palace of the high priest. But Peter stood at the door without. Then went out the other disciple, which was known unto the high priest, and spake unto her that kept the door, and brought in Peter. Then said the damsel that kept the door unto Peter, Art thou not thou also one of this man's disciples? And he saith, I am not. And the servant of the officer stood there, who had made a fire of coals, for it was cold, and they warmed themselves, and Peter stood with them and warmed himself. And the high priest that asked Jesus of his disciples and of his doctrine. And Jesus said unto him, I spake openly to the world. I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple, where the Jews always resort. And in secret have I said nothing. Why askest thou me? Ask them which heard me what I have said unto them. Behold, they know what I said. And when he had thus spoken, one of the officers which stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, Answerest thou the high priest so? And Jesus answered him, If I have spoken evil, bear witness of the evil. But if well, why smitest thou me? Now Annas had sent him bound unto Caiaphas the high priest. Simon Peter stood and warmed himself. And they said therefore unto him, Art not thou also one of his disciples? And he denied it, and said, I am not. And one of the servants of the high priest, being his kinsman, whose ear Peter cut off, said, Did not I see thee in the garden with him? And Peter then denied again, and immediately the cock crew. We have read now from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John concerning the events that took place concerning Peter. So now as we come back and we focus on Matthew chapter 26, verse 69. And it says, Now Peter sat without the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, Thou also wast with Jesus of Nazareth. Peter sat without in the palace. He was not in the room with where Jesus was on trial, but was sitting with the servants of the high priest. Luke 22:55 that we have read said they had kindled a fire in the hall, and Peter sat down among them. John 18:18 that we've read, servants and officers had made a fire of coals. Peter, frightened by what had taken place, confused by what had taken place, I'm sure he was cold. But his big mistake was he sat down with the enemy. We find here in Matthew that it tells us that the first one that comes up is a damsel came unto him. This is not a Jewish soldier. It's not a Roman soldier. But it's a young girl. My point is here, how threatened did Peter feel when it was not a soldier, not a Roman, not even someone from the Jews that came to arrest him? It was a young maiden, a damsel. And yet Peter still denied the Lord Jesus. Statement was made, Thou also was with Jesus of Galilee. And Peter immediately denied it. And so we find that Peter moved away. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. And when he was gone out into the porch, verse 71, so he moved away from the first, moved out to the porch. And we find here that it tells us that's another maid. Now, as we read all four Gospels, that's the reason I wanted to read all four of them, we find that there is some differences of opinion of who asked who when. Here in Matthew, it says maid. There was quite a crowd that was around them. And so what is given and received by the Holy Spirit here to account, whether it's Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, we know that it was an individual, and here it specifies that it was a maid saw him and said unto him that were there, this fella was also with Jesus of Nazareth. So look at the way this 71 is addressed here. When he was gone out into the porch, so he's left the first location, still very close to where the fake trial is going on, but he comes and he said, and another maid saw him. And again, that could be an individual could have been a man, it could have been someone, saw him, and said unto them that were there. She didn't say, let's look up here at verse 69. Now Peter sat without the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, thou was with Jesus of Nazareth. But the second addressed a little bit different. He said, or she said, whichever the case might be here, that said unto them, those that were around there, and said it loud enough that Peter heard. Remember what I said when about the biggest mistake that Peter made? He come and sat right amongst the enemies. There's his problem. That was his mistake. And so the second one addresses the folks that were around, said it loud enough, Peter heard, also everybody else heard. Again, I'll read it. When he had gone out of the porch, another maid or individual saw him and said unto them that were there, so those that were around, this fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. So now the first one was addressed right to Peter. Peter moved out to others. And now the second makes the address, but makes that address loud enough that everybody heard. And so we find his address the second time. Again, he denies with an oath, I do not know the man. It's so sad to see, because, you know, so shortly, such a short time ago, the statements that Peter made, he made it so boldly. Verse 32, back in chapter 26. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. And Peter answered and said unto him, though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. Jesus said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, that this night before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And Peter said unto him, though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also said all the disciples. We're talking a very, very, we're not talking days, we're not talking weeks, we're not talking months, we're talking hours and almost minutes. From the time that Peter said this, right to the face of the Lord Jesus, right to the face of the Lord Jesus, that he would not deny him. And as we read back in Mark, I believe it was Mark that had another cock crowed. And that happened after he denied him the first time. Wouldn't you think that that would have rang a bell with Peter? But it didn't. But it didn't. So we find here, the second time, again he denied him with an oath, I know not the man. And after a while came unto him they that stood by, and said unto him, Peter, surely thou also art one of them, for thy speech betrayeth thee. Now, he undoubtedly was talking to them, carrying on a conversation with them, with the enemy. Enough that they recognized his speech. As we looked at chapter 14 back in Mark, and we read from 66 down to 72, we find that in the 68th verse of that, Mark 14, 68, but he denied, saying, I know not, neither understand I what thou sayest. And he went out into the porch, and the cock crew. And then in 69, and a maid saw him again, and began to say unto them that stood by, this is one of them. And he denied him again. And so you see, Mark speaks of the two maids, the two damsels, as we look at that verse of Scripture. Now, as we continue and we see that the second time, this fellow also with Jesus of Nazareth denied it. Now we come to the third time. Now in Mark, it tells us the time period. Because it tells us up here in verse 70, it kind of begins there. He denied him again, and a little after, they stood by and said again to Peter, surely thou art that one of them, for thou art a Galilean, and thy speech agreeth with thee. We understand another time come that precious word. And let's look at Luke. Luke chapter 22. Luke 22. And we look at 55. Now, verse 59 of Luke 22 tells us the time. It said a little while back in Mark, in Luke, it says, and about the space of 1 hour, after another confidently affirmed, saying, of a truth, this fellow also was with him, for he is a Galilean. So each time that we find it, we see these things moving forwards. Talk like a Galilean. Spent time with them. So we find, as it comes to a close here, and I want you to see this in verse 60. I'm still in Luke. In verse 60, Peter said, chapter 22, verse 60, Peter said, man, I know not what thou sayest. And immediately, while he yet spake, the cock crew. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how that he had said unto him, "Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice, three times." And Peter went out and wept bitterly. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the eyes of Jesus and the eyes of Peter? It shows you how close they were, and yet he was still out from that immediate area. And yet the penetrating eyes of the Lord met with the eyes of Peter. When that old rooster crowed, what power that rooster had when he crowed. Now, we have back in Mark where it had crowed earlier after the first denial. But the third, and again where Luke here tells us that their eyes met each other. Their eyes met each other. What happened to Peter? Started out, he was boasting, wasn't he? We read that. We find that he told him to watch and pray. He didn't. Forgot to watch, forgot to pray. Peter did not understand the weakness of the flesh. Peter followed afar off. John's right there. John did not deny him. He sat down with the enemy. Not once, not twice, but three times. Basically within with less than 2 hours, he denied the Lord. He denied the Lord. So what happens to Peter? He was so bold back there in Matthew where we read, "No matter what, no matter who, I will never deny thee." That's the boasting. Probably the most important part there is the weakness of the flesh. He walked right in amongst the enemies. But you see, Peter is restored. It broke his heart. Much different than we're going to find with Judas. But he remembered. He saw the face of Jesus. And he went out and wept. It broke his heart. When he realized and recognized and remembered, and he returned to Jesus. Let's just for a second here go to Mark chapter 16, verse 7. "But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter, that he goeth unto you into Galilee, and there shall ye see him as he said unto you." That was the words that were given at the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Entering into the sepulcher, they saw a young man sitting on the right hand, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And he said unto them, "Be not afraid, be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which is crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold, the place where he laid. Go." And he specified, "Tell Peter." Tell Peter. Tell Peter. Peter repented, recognized the flesh. We need to do the same thing. You need Jesus. You need to come by faith to the Lord Jesus. Come to the cross of Calvary and trust in him. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?